All right, folks, it looks like World War III has begun, and Joe Biden has invoked the War Powers Notification to Congress. So welcome to this emergency broadcast of Brighttown Broadcast News for Saturday, October 28th, 2023. Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighttown. Thank you for joining me today. But boy, are we in trouble. Now, let me mention where you can go that is by far the best source of real-time breaking news with a very high signal-to-noise ratio, much better than Twitter or X, by the way, and that is Brighttown.social. You can go there. You don't even have to join. If you just want to read what's getting posted, go to Brighttown.social, and on the left-hand side, click on Explore or Trending. Trending gives you, you know, the most popular posts, and Explore is everything that's getting posted as it is getting posted in real time. And you're going to find a tremendous amount of information there over the weekend. And I post there as well. So even though it takes much longer for articles to appear on naturalnews.com, and it takes me even longer to get videos and interviews up on brighttown.com, I will be posting text updates throughout the weekend, especially in the late evenings, on brighttown.social and also my Telegram account, which is Real Health Ranger on Telegram. All right, we've got some things to cover here. It looks like the major attack has begun, the ground assault against Gaza. There's a rumor that it involves U.S. special forces on the ground. That has not been confirmed, but it seems very likely that there will be U.S. casualties confirmed at some point here very soon. But massive, massive bombing of northern Gaza, far beyond anything we've seen so far, which has already been hellish, horrific. Over 7,000 Palestinians dead now in Gaza, 3,000 children, many of whom are buried under the rubble of the residential buildings, and the hospitals and mosques and education centers and so on that have been bombed by Israel. So you are watching an Israeli bloodlust effort to mass murder civilians across Gaza. In preparation for the ground assault on Gaza. And it looks like that ground assault has begun. It's not, I mean, officially they're saying this isn't the big assault, but I suspect it actually is. And they're just saying that as a, you know, information warfare, or if they get their butts kicked, they can say, well, that wasn't the main assault. It was just a probe. It's kind of like, remember in Ukraine when they launched the counteroffensive against Russia and they said, you know, we're going to be in Crimea by summer. And then 2 weeks into it, they weren't making any headway and all their tanks were getting blown up by mines. So they put out a new spin that said, no, those were all just probing attacks. That wasn't the main attack. Those are probing attacks. So we've seen this from the West before. I can't tell you for sure whether the attacks on Gaza right now are, quote, probing attacks or the main attacks. But I can tell you that Israeli forces are taking some very heavy losses. They are getting... they're getting their butts handed to them right now, at least according to reports, as best we can tell. Then again, Israel has a lot of forces and a lot of tanks and obviously a lot of bombs and the assistance of the United States. So it's probably only a matter of time before they do conquer Gaza. But the question is, at what cost? Well, there's been a statement from Hamas leader Ali Baraka, who said the following. This just came out after Israel launched its ground assault, which is what we've been warning about now for almost 2 weeks. He says, quote, bleeding for the people of the Arab nation, the failure of the ground attack launched by the occupation forces on the Gaza Strip through three fronts, and there are heavy losses among the enemy's ranks in terms of soldiers and equipment. The enemy fell into ambushes prepared by the Palestinian resistance on a number of fronts. And since the beginning of the battle, there have been defensive plans against any attempt. Cornet missiles and Yassin missiles, those are, you've probably seen the tripod-mounted land-based missiles where a small crew sets up a missile and then fires it at a tank. That's what these are. Cornet missiles and Yassin missiles were used to repel the attack, and we expect the enemy to try again. The Israeli occupation, he says, used helicopters to evacuate the wounded and dead from the battlefield. So there's one statement. And now, here's the statement from fake President Joe Biden, who, remember, was not elected. He was thrust into office by the Democrats rigging the election. He has now invoked the War Powers notification to the United States Congress. This is a ramp up. This is a clear effort on his part to establish himself as a wartime dictator over all of America, and probably to get us into World War III so they can cancel elections and also bomb Iran and try to attack Russia. But at home, they will be taking away constitutional rights. They'll be banning free speech, just like Governor DeSantis has already done in Florida. You can no longer criticize Israel in the state of Florida without being considered a criminal at this point. It's insane what's going on. But Joe Biden has issued the following letter to the United States Congress. I'm not going to read all of it, but just a little bit. He says, as I have reported previously, militia groups affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, have perpetrated a series of attacks against United States personnel and facilities in Iraq and Syria. Since October 17th, these militia groups have conducted numerous attacks using unmanned aerial systems, i.e. drones, and indirect fire, injuring several United States service members. Now, I remember a couple days ago, we were told those injuries were very minor. Like one guy, his ears were ringing, you know, things like that. Biden continues, a United States contractor suffered a fatal cardiac incident while moving to shelter during one of these attacks. Now, I don't mean to laugh. I'm not laughing. But if you heard what I just read, a lot of you will be laughing. Basically, a U.S. military guy who's probably completely out of shape and took the jabs, he had a heart attack and died while he was running from one place to another. Like, that's what Joe Biden just said. So, you know, fat, out of shape, overprivileged, overfed, overvaccinated U.S. soldier died of a heart attack running to shelter. I mean, how do you blame that on the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps? Is that considered death by indirect fire, or is that more death by bioweapon? Pretty sure that's a death caused by the U.S. side right there. Anyway, Joe Biden cites that as an attack. So, I mean, I guess as obese U.S. military personnel who are overvaccinated, as they start falling down and dying, it's all going to be blamed on Iran. Yeah, you can see where this is going. Biden continues, quote, these attacks have placed under grave threat the lives of United States personnel and of coalition forces operating alongside United States forces. And then he says he authorized targeted strikes in eastern Syria. That's the bombing that I reported on yesterday. He says this was done to deter Iran from supporting further attacks on U.S. personnel. Yeah. This is a deterrent, right? To go bomb the enemy is a deterrent. What? He says the strikes were intended to establish deterrence and were conducted in a manner to limit the risk of escalation and avoid civilian casualties. I almost said the risk of exhalation, which that would be Bill Clinton, but he didn't inhale, so I guess it's not possible. In any case, it goes on. And he says that he's doing this as the commander-in-chief and the chief executive of the United States of America, and that the U.S. had to take these proportionate actions consistent with international law, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, he says, I'm providing this report as part of my effort to keep the Congress informed, consistent with the War Powers Resolution. I appreciate the support of the Congress in this action. Now, understand that these are illegal actions, obviously. First of all, the U.S. military bases in Syria are illegal. Syria has asked the U.S., demanded that they remove them. A similar thing has happened in Iraq. And the U.S. says, no, we're just going to keep occupying your country because we can, and we'll shoot you if you say no. So just the presence there is illegal. But then secondly, to authorize bombing targets in a foreign country, that's an act of war. And an act of war requires congressional approval. So Joe Biden is not seeking congressional approval. What he's doing here is he's saying, I'm going to bomb whoever I want, and then I'll send you a memo after the fact, Congress. That's what this is. So this is Joe Biden trying to make himself a dictator. Now you begin to see really where this is going. You see the point of this escalation. And it's also very clear that the U.S. and Israel are in a hurry to escalate this as quickly as possible. This is why you're seeing the ethnic cleansing bombings of civilian targets on purpose, hospitals on purpose, residential buildings. You're seeing, 7,000 Palestinians killed, 3,000 children, and climbing. Those numbers are way too old, actually. It's probably closer to 8,000 Palestinians at this point. You're seeing all of this specifically to enrage the rest of the world, especially the Arab world, in order to provoke the attacks on Israel and the United States that will draw the U.S. into World War III, all by design, all on purpose. Now, I'm not going to go through all the details of why that is, but I covered this with Jeffrey Prather, and that interview was posted 2 days ago on Brighteon.com, my channel, HR Report. So if you haven't heard that interview with Jeffrey Prather, it is a must-listen interview. So definitely check that out. And I also conducted an interview and posted it yesterday with Andrei, let me get his last name correct again here, Andrei Martyanov, who is a former Soviet Union naval engineer, but now is an author and an American, by the way. Maybe he's got dual citizenship, I'm not sure, but he's lived in America over 30 years. But he used to serve in the Soviet Union Russian Navy, and he was an engineer. And he and I talk weapon systems, hypersonics, carrier groups, all kinds of things. So if you want kind of a detailed weapons and military analysis or a strategic analysis, at least at some level, of what's going on, listen to that interview. So I'm not going to go through those two things here since you can hear those separately. But I will give you updates on what's actually happening. So by the way, aljazeera.com is probably the best non-US news source on events as they're happening in real time. I do want to tell you, of course, Al Jazeera is funded by the government of Qatar. And the government of Qatar is not a friend of the United States. So if you read Al Jazeera, you are reading it from a more pro-Palestinian point of view. But since we're all inundated with the pro-Israel point of view, constantly, never ending, 24/7, you must love Israel or you are bad, the constant. I think it's important to also read news sources that have not the brainwashed Israel-U.S. point of view. And that would be Al Jazeera. That's Aljazeera. And also Strategic Culture, by the way. If you search for Strategic Culture, there are some really outstanding articles on there. One of them, in fact, let me bring it up. strategic-culture.su is the current website. And there was a really outstanding story there by Alistair Crook, C-R-O-O-K-E. Alistair Crook, former British diplomat, founder and director of the Beirut-based Conflicts Forum. I'm not familiar with that, but this seems like someone I would really like to invite for an interview because he's obviously a very, very sharp person. And if you can read his article there, it's called Escalations Cannot Be Stopped. The White House is rattled. Escalations might all fuse into one. And he says the reality of the necessity of war is permeating widely the consciousness of the Arabic and Islamic world. That is a must-read article. I'm not going to read it for you. It's not even very long, but I strongly encourage you to read it. In fact, I think we're going to repost that on Natural News for that purpose. So, okay, with that said, let's go to informationliberation.com, Chris Minahan's website, which has done really fantastic reporting on all of this. And I'm just going to read you some of what's going on. So there's been a total blackout of internet communications, cell phones in Gaza. Some people believe this is so that the Gazans on the ground will not be able to report the atrocities any longer as Israel invades and kills more women and children. But there's been a collapse of the telecommunications. Paramedics are unable to identify the location of casualties. Massive Israeli airstrikes continue for 4 hours straight. There's a lot of videos. Israeli airstrikes hit near the vicinity of both Al-Shifa Hospital and the Indonesian hospital in Gaza, according to Al Jazeera's correspondent. So, you know, Israel's bombing yet another hospital. I notice almost all of conservative independent media claimed that Israel did not bomb the Al-Ahli hospital. Of course they did. Of course they bomb a hospital every day. They bombed over 50 hospitals, by the way, or, you know, clinics, medical centers. Here's a post from Censored Men. Which country turns off the electricity, water supply, and the internet while bombing women and children? Should that country be considered anyone's greatest ally? Yeah, and then also Israel dropping white phosphorus bombs, which are also illegal. Here are some other posts. Palestinian resistance channels are claiming that the fighters are holding off the ground incursion. So far, I don't see any Israeli live blogs claiming advances on the ground. That's not the same as, of course, getting confirmation. But information is pretty hard to come by right now on this. And then there have been a lot of posts over on Hal Turner's website. I'm going to go through some of those for you here. Communications blackout of Gaza is confirmed. The Palestinian Red Crescent has lost contact with its operations headquarters. IDF is set to expand ground operations in Gaza. Israel considers giving up on the hostage deal and fully invading Gaza. So I guess Israel has just said, well, too bad for the hostages. Iran foreign minister, we've quoted him a lot the last few days. He said, quote, they press the button. I'm not sure what button he's referring to, but it's obviously a bad button. This is the button you don't want to press. This is the button that has that, like that plexiglass door on top of it. You have to open the door and then press the button. Well, somebody press the button. It's going to get ugly. There's probably a sign near that button that says, do not under any circumstances press this button. But they did. Okay. Columns of Israeli tanks are on the move approaching the Gaza border north of Beit Lahia, excuse me, and Beit Hanaun. I'm sorry about my pronunciation. Oil prices have surged 3%. Oh, gold hit $2,010, by the way. I don't know where it is now, but it went over 2,000, just like I said. If you got into gold, your asset prices just went much higher. And it's probably just the beginning. Hamas-linked accounts are claiming that they're striking Israeli tanks with anti-tank missiles. In the West Bank, shootouts between Hamas and the IDF at one particular checkpoint. IDF infantry and armored forces operating in several towns. Exchanges of fire, massive airstrikes reported. The entire West Bank is erupting from Tulkarem to Tubas and Ramallah to Al-Khalil. Palestinians have risen in defense of Gaza across the West Bank. They are chanting, Gaza will not kneel. Large explosions reported near the Al-Omar oil fields in Syria, where a U.S. operations base is located. Egypt is putting fighter jets into the air, apparently running combat air patrol. Egypt. Yeah. And then Israel has launched its fighters, I don't know, to counter Egypt. I mean, is Egypt going to war with Israel? Egypt deploying air defense systems to the Sinai Peninsula. This is really surprising because Egypt has been, you know, pretty subdued in all of this so far. But I guess maybe Egypt has seen enough genocide and Egypt has decided to do something. Who knows? The Houthis in Yemen are launching ballistic missiles towards Israel. One of them struck a town. We'll mention that in a little bit. The Grand Imam of Egypt's Al-Azhar, Ahmed El-Tayyib, condemns what Israel is doing now in Gaza as, quote, blind terrorism, clear violation of all conventions and norms. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue with that, actually. I mean, this is just outright ethnic cleansing, mass bombing of a city of civilians. And not even really killing Hamas because they're in the tunnels underneath the city. So, of course, there's a lot of outrage, a lot of people speaking out about this. Here's a source with a SIM card that was able to get this out. The area of Beit Hanaun adjacent to the Erez crossing point is being annihilated into oblivion. And then in Russia, Israel has just declared the beginning of ground operations in Gaza. The judgment day is announced. This is from Dugin. Is that Alexander Dugin? Is that who that is? I assume that's who it is. I can't confirm that. Anyway, whoever this is says judgment day is announced. Now the most important events have to follow. All U.S. efforts to prevent or at least to delay it were in vain. This is the war between Islamic world and collective West. That's probably correct. Yeah. This is a desperate war on the part of the West, by the way. This is a war. I mean, read my article from 3 days ago. What was it? The 22 things that are about to be unleashed if Israel goes in with a full ground assault on Gaza. I laid out the 22 things that are going to happen. These 22 things, they result in the extermination of Israel, for starters, and eventually the collapse of the U.S. dollar, and probably the fall of the U.S. government, and so on. This has been set into motion by Israel and the United States. Turkish President Erdogan is urging residents to come out tomorrow and rally in support of Palestine. Hamas's Al-Qassam brigades are confronting the Israeli ground incursion. Violent clashes take place. The ballistic missile launched by Yemen caused an explosion over the city of Eilat in Israel. Hezbollah's official channel posted a message with the single word, Eilat. Following recent explosions in the southern Israeli city, Hezbollah had hinted at involvement if Israel pursued a ground invasion. So it appears that Yemen is now at war with Israel because of Gaza. The UN General Assembly adopted a draft resolution calling for an immediate, permanent, and sustained humanitarian ceasefire. Most UN members voted in favor of the ceasefire, just so you know. The U.S. and Israel did not. No peace, according to the U.S. and Israel. In Spain, Spain's social rights minister says the objective is clear. They want even more impunity to commit the worst atrocities. He's talking about Israel cutting off communications in Gaza. A senior Pentagon official says the Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier has passed through the Strait of Hormuz and will be in the waters of the Persian Gulf. Now, that's a surprise to me, because I thought yesterday it was barely in the East Atlantic. You know, surprise, it has teleportation. No, we're obviously not being given accurate information about where it is. If it just passed through the Strait of Hormuz, then how did it get there so fast? Not sure. Again, the information is pretty sketchy here. Remember, aircraft carriers don't move very rapidly through the ocean. Syrian army artillery in Daraa has begun shelling Israeli army positions in the Golan Heights. Okay, so Syria is attacking Israel, as well as Yemen. Al Jazeera reporter Wael al-Dahdu says, quote, "We are not all right. Human body parts are everywhere. Missiles are aimed at everyone. The bombing of Gaza does not stop for a second." Yeah, it's hard even for combat veterans to imagine what this is like. We're talking about an intensity of bombardment that almost has no historical precedent. Maybe the city of Dresden in Germany during World War II. Unbelievable. Rumors of Delta Force units fighting on the ground in the coastal areas of Gaza. So far, not confirmed. Reports of heavy losses of Israeli armored vehicles, including tanks, destroyed and soldiers killed. Well, yeah, I mean, of course, this is just the beginning. The Dutch embassy urges all Dutch citizens to leave Iraq immediately. Well, that's because they're anticipating how this is going to expand quite rapidly. The president of Belarus issued a statement, quote, "Any attack on Iran will lead to the Third World War." Two senior U.S. officials have told CBS News that the Israeli strikes and ground operations in the Gaza Strip tonight appear to be the rolling start to the full-scale invasion of Gaza. U.S. State Department says all U.S. citizens should leave Lebanon. Yeah, while commercial flights remain available, because of course they are, you know, commercial flights are not going to be available much longer. Israeli Channel 14 reports, quote, disappointment for our army tonight. Military observers, Israeli army has so far failed with a ground invasion and is practicing a scorched earth policy through indiscriminate bombing of Gaza. It's like, well, if we can't beat you, we'll just bomb you. Which they can. They can absolutely do that. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says to the people of North Korea, we are on the threshold of World War III and everyone must prepare. Here's something especially interesting, maybe disturbing. An Iranian computer hacker group is warning Israel. They're called the Moses Staff, you know, like the Staff of Moses. Quote, you will undergo irreparable damage in the field of cyber and infrastructure. From now on, you should pay for each spilled blood. Wait for huge combined attacks. Our target is clear, specified, and accurate, they say. And this is what happens when you piss off everybody around you, which is what Israel is doing on purpose, obviously, at the bidding of the U.S. Like, if you live in a neighborhood of Italians, like, try not to piss off Italians, you know? If you live in a black neighborhood, try not to be a racist. Actually, try not to be a racist no matter where you live, but you get my point. Israel's living in the neighborhood of Islam and Arabs, and they're pissing off everybody. What did they think was going to happen? All right, Channel 14 from Israel says, the first land operation is a complete disappointment. The government is gambling with the lives of soldiers. Hamas spokesman Osama Hamdan says there are no talks taking place with Israel over a ceasefire or a prisoner exchange. The Israeli army received a devastating blow on the outskirts of Buraij camp, and the tanks were burning as if they were toys and dolls. I don't know who's lighting up dolls, by the way. Toys and dolls. Who's setting fire to toys and dolls? I mean, that's a weird metaphor. Are they referring to the soldiers? Man, these are some twisted times. And then in New York City, thousands of people, mostly Jews, by the way, are engaging in a sit-in at Grand Central Station. The event organized by Jews demands an immediate ceasefire. It says, quote, we're taking over the Grand Concourse. We're refusing to allow a genocide be carried out in our names. Ceasefire now. Never again for anyone. Some of the signs say Palestinians should be free. Mourn the dead and fight like hell for the living. Ceasefire. Not in our name. Jews say ceasefire. A lot of t-shirts, flags. Never again for anyone. They've taken over Grand Central Station. Wow. All right, so you know, it is important to note that not all Jews support this war, this attack. I would say at this point, at least most American Jews probably support, you know, diplomacy and ceasefire negotiations. But then there are the Zionists, which not all Jews are Zionists. I think that's become rather clear lately. But the Zionists want war because they believe they are selected by God to fulfill specific prophecies, and that they have the divine right to wipe out all Palestinians whom they consider to be animals. And, you know, frankly, that's a pretty twisted philosophy if you're trying to live among other people on this planet. You know, to think that you're divinely selected and you have the right to kill everybody and you don't have to abide by any rules. You can do whatever you want because you're hiding behind, you know, the anti-Semitism label. That's pretty twisted. Fortunately, like I said, a lot of Jews in America who are not down with that. And there's a lot of them are leftist Jewish groups, by the way, which, you know, like Jewish Voice for Peace, I think, is one of them. And, you know, we've actually reached out to see if we could interview somebody from that group. Because although I don't agree with their politics, let's say, in terms of, you know, left versus right or, you know, LGBT and all that, I absolutely agree with their call for a ceasefire. And we don't have to agree with everybody on everything all the time in order to find areas where we do agree and to support each other in this critical moment for humanity, where if we don't de-escalate this, this leads to World War III. And, you know, Charles Nenner was on with Greg Hunter the other day, USA Watchdog. Charles Nenner said that according to his cycles analysis, this war cycle, will lead to the death of about a quarter of the world's population. It's about 2 billion people. So, you know, somebody criticizing me, saying, oh, how can you support this left-wing group that's calling for ceasefire? Do you realize politics really don't mean anything if we're all nuked to death in a world war that kills 2 billion people? You're not going to care about party affiliation. You're not going to care about LGBT. In fact, the whole woke movement will end instantly when everything goes into Mad Max mode. Nobody's going to be woke. They're going to be trying to not die. And it's going to be a real test, even in America. But 2 billion people may die in this. And the escalation is happening right in front of our eyes. And God help me, I will call for peace. I will support peace, and I will support those who support peace, even if I don't agree with everything they say on every issue or their politics or whatever. This is the number one issue on our planet right now for the future of human survival. It really is. This situation is getting out of hand. And the insanity of the U.S. empire and the Netanyahu regime, which is, you know, considered a far-right Zionist regime in Israel that a lot of Israelis disagree with, by the way, perhaps the majority. Probably the majority at this point. I mean, the insane crazed U.S. and the insane crazed Netanyahu, they're going to get billions of people killed if we don't pull back from this insanity. So yes, we have to, every one of us, call for peace. Every one of us call for de-escalation. And we should be criticizing those in Congress who are supporting more funding for Israel's war machine. No money for Israel, because they're using the money to carry out genocide. It's very clear. War crimes, incredibly clear. No more money for Israel until there's a ceasefire and diplomacy and something on the pathway to peace. If we can find peace, if we can find a way to live together, if we can find a way to avert World War III, then we can talk about money. But if we can't pull ourselves back from the brink of this as a planet, money's not going to mean anything anyway. I mean, you do realize that this path, these actions of escalation, will lead to the destruction of the dollar, and that when the dollar dies, Israel dies, because Israel cannot live without the support of the dollar, billions of dollars a year. And the dollar cannot survive this escalation into World War III, because the U.S. will have to print money, trillions, while more and more nations around the world reject purchasing any U.S. treasuries. So no one will want to buy the debt. And then that'll force the Fed to print the money to buy the debt that the treasury is selling, which originated as debt from the Federal Reserve in the first place. And then you go into a hyperinflationary doom loop, you know, spiral of currency death, basically. And when that currency dies, Israel dies, just fiscally speaking. And more as I look at this situation, and my guests have confirmed this in their assessment as well, I do not see how Israel can survive this unless they back down and have a de-escalation. I do not see how Israel survives. And that's why I have said repeatedly that the pro-Israel position in all of this is actually to back off of war. De-escalation is the pro-Semitic position, you could say, and escalating into war is anti-Semitic, because that's what's going to get more Israelis killed, more Jews killed all over the world. This is why I agree with Jews everywhere that are calling for peace, even if I might disagree with them on other issues. We must all call for peace. And yet, you can see it. You can see the escalation getting completely out of hand. This is designed to ensnare Iran in particular, but also Syria and probably Turkey. And now, gosh, Egypt and Yemen also. And what about Jordan? I mean, Jordan's a strong ally of the West, but that can change, just like it changed with the Saudis. And what about Russia? What about Russia providing weapons to Iran? What about Iran's own weapons, medium-range missiles, guided missiles? Folks, this situation is escalating out of control so rapidly, and you probably have friends and family members who are not aware of any of this. They have no idea what's happening. They have no idea that we could all wake up tomorrow and we could be in the middle of a nuclear war. It's really that close. Maybe it won't happen, but it certainly looks like it's driving in that direction. All on purpose. So take every opportunity this weekend to get prepared. I'm going to do the same. I'm very, very concerned about this situation, and my heart goes out to all those who are being killed and bombed, especially those, I mean, there are children trapped under the rubble, trapped alive, buried alive, and the bombings continue. There are no words to describe the level of evil that is taking place right now in Gaza. It is inhuman. And we all, as human beings, have a duty to speak out and tell the truth about this, no matter what the condemnation, no matter what the bias that's catapulted against us. We have an obligation as human beings to call for peace and to stop the bombing, stop the suffering, allow humanitarian aid. Let's bring food, water, medicine to these civilians and these children. This is out of hand. This is beyond outrageous. I mean, what Hamas did to Israel was an atrocity. What Israel is doing to Gaza is an atrocity squared. It is a multiple of what Hamas did to Israel. So again, stay informed over the weekend. Go to brightown.social. You don't even have to join, but it's free to join if you want to. Click on Explore or Trending. It's on the left-hand side if you're using it on a PC. And there you can monitor the real-time news as it's coming through from all the members. There's Z Golden and a bunch of people there posting really phenomenal content. It's just... And what I'm seeing is just... It's heartbreaking. So get prepared. Stay safe. It appears that World War III has begun. Our worst warnings, the worst case scenario that I've been talking about and people like Alex Jones and others have been warning about, the worst case scenario from Steve Quayle, it has begun. Doesn't look good from here forward. Doesn't look good at all. I pray for humanity at this point. I pray for us all. Thank you for your support. I'll have more updates for you over the weekend. Take care.